ants are, we already talked about the diligence of these ants and how they are hard workers. And the great wise King Solomon says, look at the ant, O sluggard, and consider her ways and be wise. And so we're looking at the ant. And so what we've seen in this video is that the ants were constantly going about. They were gathering their food. They were breaking apart their food, bringing it all for really the benefit of the colony. And one thing that paid off at the end, we always thought that, that ants ate the leaves. Well, we learned that that is something different. But the payoff, as they are working those summer months, as they are working those warmer months to gather food, the payoff is in those winter months, those cooler months, whenever they can just kind of chill or relax and not have to go out into the elements. And they have gathered all spring and all summer, and there's a huge payoff at the end. So that's kind of what we want to talk about this morning, the rewards for diligence, that God rewards the diligent, amen? And so we want to look at that in the scriptures. Our main text is going to be in Matthew chapter 25, verse 14 through 30. So if you'd like to open up your Bibles and turn there, that would be awesome. But first, I would like to just read a Proverbs for you because, again, King Solomon is the wisest man to live on the earth, and he wrote the book of Proverbs. So therefore, we should consider the book of Proverbs as wisdom for our soul. Anyway, it says, Proverbs 13:4 says, the soul of a sluggard craves and gets nothing, while the soul of the diligent is richly supplied. Money is just not going to drop out the sky and land on your lap. It means that you actually have to go out there and work. You actually have to go out and do something, right? Well, unless you live in America, right? Then things are a little bit different, right? We're just going to skip right along that. But anyway, the scripture says that if you are diligent, then you are richly supplied. If you work hard, if you give it your best, then you will have an abundance. And that's what that is the scripture that is in the Bible. This is, and the word diligent is this. It is characterized by steady, earnest, and energetic effort. So if we want to be diligent in our work, we're going to be earnest. We're going to have energetic effort, and we're going to give it our very best. So beginning in Matthew chapter 25, verse 14, it says this. For it will be like a man going on a journey who called his servants and entrusted to them his property. To one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1, to each according to his ability. And so I find that this story right here really portrays what we're trying to get after this morning, how there is a reward for diligence. And so the master, Jesus, is telling this parable, but at the same time, it's a parallel meaning because he's warning his disciples, hey, look, I am the master. I'm about to leave you guys. And I am entrusting you with the work of the ministry. I'm entrusting you with my church. I'm entrusting you with my prized possession, with the very thing that I love, the thing that I've come to die for. I'm entrusting you with the church. And I'm also entrusting you with this mission to evangelize and to tell others about Jesus, you know, to tell others, to point others toward the cross. In fact, to Simon Peter, he says, Simon, son of John, do you not love me more than these? And so he's talking to John, and John's a fisherman at this time, and he's looking at his fishing nets, and he tells John, do you love me more than this? Do you love me more than your occupation? Then he says, what? Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. And so Jesus is entrusting what he came to die for. He's entrusting it into the care of his disciples. And so he would give them that which we needed. We already talked about how the Lord gives us the gifts of the Holy Spirit to accomplish the ministry. We also learned that he gives us the talents, as we see in this story, to go about, to be busy, to do what we ought to do to accomplish what the Lord has before us. And so the Lord gives them everything they need to be successful in life and to accomplish the goals that God has put before them. So it's interesting, though, back in our story, whenever we refer to the word talent, we're actually referring to a unit of measurement. All right, so for weight, for example, a talent of weight is about 75 pounds. Do we have anybody in here that weighs 75 pounds? Any children about 75 pounds? No? Okay, I didn't think so. But anyway, so that's a lot of weight, right? Now, the value of that would have been 75 pounds of silver. Now, imagine if you had 75 pounds of silver just kind of sitting in your, in your little closet or wherever it is that you put your bags of silver. that you would have 75 pounds of silver. That would be an incredible amount of value. In fact, just to let me tell you how valuable this is, one denarius was a day's wage. And so if you worked one day, you would get one denarius. Now, in order to get a talent, one talent, you would have to work 6,000 days in order to get one talent. That's approximately 16.4 years. That's a long time that you would have to work to earn one talent, all right? That's tremendous. How many guys, you know, have worked 16 or more years in your life? So we got a few hands going up in the place, all right? So imagine that is one talent you saved up for 16 years, and that is the one talent that you have been entrusted with. So the master is not entrusting them with just some pocket change. It's something of significance. And whenever he entrusts something of significance to someone, then he is expecting a return. And so we look at our story in verse 16. He says, he who had received, so he gives out one to one person, he gives out five talents. And to another person, he gives out two talents. And to the third servant, he gives out one talent. And so he, in verse 16, he says, he who had received the five talents went at once and traded with them, and he made five talents more. So also he who had two talents, and he made two talents more. Now, both of these guys were diligent. They were diligent workers. It says immediately they were given the talents. They were entrusted with a large sum of money, and immediately they began to use what they had to make even more. So what does that look like? Well, if they were carpenters, for instance, then they went buy wood, they built furniture, they sold the furniture, they made a profit, boom, they began to show some increase. If they were bakers, they went out, they bought the things needed to bake, and then they baked their breads and they baked different things, they sold those things, they made a profit, right? If they were silversmiths, then they went, they bought silver and they made jewelry and they made eating utensils and all these different things, and they made a profit, right? So it says that the one who had five made five more. So he doubled his money. The one who had two made two more. He also doubled his money, all right? And so, but it says in verse 18, but he who had received the one talent went and dug in the ground and hid his master's money. This is the opposite of diligence. This is the opposite of being a diligent worker. This is the opposite of being immediate or being or having, you know, just an urgency to do something with this money. He says, I'm going to bury this money in the ground. Now, so we do know that he worked a little bit, right? He had to dig a hole to at least put the money in. But he didn't work very hard. After he dug the hole, he threw the money in and just kind of buried it. How many people would do such a thing in your life? How many of you would bury your talents and the giftings that God has given you and just throw them in the ground and not use them? It's kind of the same thing. You know, what has God given you? What has God entrusted to you? Have you had the tendencies like the third servant to just bury them? Or are you using your talents to bring about even more increase? So we're looking at this and we're like, we want to be diligent workers. We want to hear those words, well done, my good and faithful servant. Because eventually the master is coming back, right? And we're going to have to give an account for what we have stewarded whenever the master returns. And so in verse 19, the master does in fact come back. And he says, not after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled accounts with them. And he who had received the five talents came forward, bringing five talents more, saying, Master, you delivered to me five talents. Here, I have five more talents. What an awesome thing. So he took what he had, he worked it, and he brought back five more. How many guys would like that, like in your bank account, right? If you or your savings account, if you would put, just say, $1,000 in your savings account, and then like a month goes by, and you got another 1,000 in your savings account, I wish it worked like that. That would be phenomenal, right? But nonetheless, we are to take what we have been given, and we are to put it to work, and we're to not hide it in the ground, amen? When you hide it in the ground, you're definitely going to get nothing. You will get no return, but as you begin to work, you're going to get some return. You're going to get something. It says this, In verse 19, now after a long time, the master of those servants came and settled his accounts, and he who had received the 5 talents came back, bringing 5 more talents, saying, Master, you delivered me 5 talents. Here I have 5 talents more. His master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. You've been given a little, which 5 talents is a lot, as we're examining. 16 years times 5 of your salary, which you have, I mean, that's a significant amount of money. You've been trusted with little. I'm going to give you even more than that. That's how the kingdom works. Verse 22 says, and he also who had the 2 talents came forward saying, Master, you delivered to me 2 talents. Here, I have made 2 talents more. His master said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful over a little. I will set you over much. Enter into the joy of your master. Now notice that the guy with 2 talents, he didn't bring back 5 talents like the other guy. The other guy brought back 5. This guy only brought back 2. But he was given 2. The Lord wasn't expecting him to come back with 5. He was expecting him to come back with 2. So even with this third servant, the Lord wasn't expecting him to come back with 5 or 2, but he was at least supposed to come back with 1 additional talent than what he has been given. That's what the Lord is asking you to do. He's not asking you to do something that's beyond your means. He's given you the talents. He's given you the ability. He's given you something. You have to put it to work. You have to make an increase. You have to make that thing productive, whatever that thing is. Amen. Notice that the Lord says this to both of them, well done, good and faithful servant. You've taken what I have been given you, what I have entrusted to you, and you worked it immediately. You began to trade, and you made an increase. Well done. And so I just want to look at 4 things that are a reward for those who are diligent workers. First is that you will gain God's approval. Don't we just long for that? Don't we just long for the approval of our father, the approval of our mother, the approval of whoever it may be? Don't we just crave that? The Bible says this, that if you want that affirmation, you want the approval of your heavenly father, then be diligent with what has been given to you, and you will hear those same words, well done, my good and faithful servant. Amen? What an incredible thing. It's a promise that is in the Bible that we can trust and we can hold on to. Now, the book of Colossians 3:23 says this. He says, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men, knowing that from the Lord you will receive the inheritance as your reward. You are serving the Lord Christ. So whether you are working at rallies, hey, that was my first job, don't judge me. But as you're working at rallies and flipping those burgers, you're flipping the burgers for the glory of God. Amen. You say, God, I'm doing this for you. I'm working as though I'm working unto the Lord. I'm sweeping this floor as though I'm sweeping unto the Lord. I'm cleaning this grease trap, which is nasty. If you ever clean a grease trap at rallies or in any fast food restaurant, it is so nasty. I'm doing this for the glory of God. Amen. I'm doing it unto the Lord. I'm not doing it unto man. You might have a boss who is just hard to work for. Guess what? You're not working for him. You're working unto the Lord. Amen. And as you work diligently unto the Lord. And the Lord will bless you. The Lord will promote you. It brings me to my next point is that, your next reward as you are diligent, you will have abundance. You will have an abundance. My wife's family and my family, they have abundance. Why? Because they have put these principles into their lives. They have worked diligently all their lives. And they have an abundance where, we're benefiting from their abundance because they just give and they're generous on both sides of our family. But they made it a lifestyle. They made it a part of their lifestyle. I'm going to be diligent in what I do. I'm going to use what has been given to me, and I'm going to work to my fullest ability. And the Lord has really blessed him. And there are scriptures that back this up. In Proverbs 21:5 says, the plans of the diligent lead surely to abundance. But everyone who is hasty comes to poverty. You want to be poor, then don't do anything. Don't go to work. Just be a bum. But if you want to have abundance, the Lord says, be diligent in your work. Yeah, commit your hands unto the Lord. Commit all that you do unto the Lord, and you will have an abundance. It's what the Bible promises us. Another thing is that you will be given even more, just as in our story. You know, the guy with five talents was given even more. The guy with two talents was given even more at the end of the story. The Lord will begin to add to you as you are faithful unto him. Now, again, I can attest to this in my life because I worked at Rally's, right? That was my first job, flipping those burgers, diligent, showing up to work on time, giving it my very best each and every time. Guess what? I got another job working at a pipe yard as a laborer, giving it my very best, doing everything I got, learning everything I can. And again, I moved on to a construction job. Each time it was a better paying job. And then eventually I got to a shipbuilding place, North American Shipbuilding, making really, really good money. Why? Because I've been diligent flipping those burgers. I had been diligent showing the work on time. I've been diligent in those small things. The Lord began to add to me even more and more things. And now I'm a pastor of a church, which the money might have dropped in half, but the eternal reward is awesome. You know, I'm able to now pour into people's lives and see people changed for the glory of God, and that's something you can't put a price on. Amen? Amen. Because just to see that people are being changed, people are being saved by the glory of God, that is priceless. Amen. So it doesn't matter if my salary has been cut nearly in half or more than half. You know, there's an eternal reward for this. Amen. Amen. But it comes through diligence and it comes through faithfulness over the years. It doesn't just come over all at once. God didn't just put me in this position overnight. It was years and years of diligence, years and years of working hard, years and years of commitment to him. Amen. So another scripture who goes with this is Proverbs 12:27 says, whoever is slothful will not roast his game, but the diligent man will get precious wealth. So again, we're looking for abundance. We're looking for wealth. There's nothing wrong with having those things as long as God is first. Amen. If your wealth becomes an idol, if your wealth becomes a god, then it's a serious problem. There's nothing wrong with having abundance. There's nothing wrong with having wealth. And the Bible teaches us that we can gain wealth and we can gain abundance, but it's through diligence. It's through diligent work. It's not going to come by some get-rich-quick scheme. It's not going to come by any of those things. It's going to come through diligent work. Amen. Thirdly, you will be given even more. So that's what I was kind of talking about with my life. The Lord just continually blessed my life throughout the years. Fourth thing, you are more likely to be promoted. So if you're a diligent worker, you are more likely to be promoted than the next guy who is not a diligent worker. Amen? I'm not saying that your boss will, but I'm saying that if you're working for the Lord, that God sees everything. And if your boss is not moving you to the point where the Lord thinks that you should be, guess what? He's going to move you to a place where you will be blessed. He has done that in my life as well. Amen? There was a point where I was struggling with one time just making ends meet. But the Lord seen my diligence, the Lord seen that I was a hard worker, and he brought me to another place and just really began to bless my life. The Lord is good, and you're more likely to be promoted. And in fact, the book of Proverbs 12:24 says this, the hand of the diligent will rule. Let's read that again. The hand of the diligent will rule, while the slothful will drool. No, it doesn't say that, but the slothful will be put to forced labor is what it says. We want to be diligent. We want to rule and reign, right? Proverbs 22:29 says, do you see a man skillful in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men. In other words, if you have something that you've been given and you're skilled at it, then it's a good chance that people who are of affluent will buy your service and you will serve them. You will stand before kings is what the scripture says. So here's the concept. Whatever it is that you do, get good at it. Be the best at it. You know, work hard. Be diligent at it. Be better. The scripture says, do you see a man who is skillful in his work? He will stand before kings. He will not stand before obscure men. So that's the promises for those who are diligent. those who take what has been given to them and begin to really work that thing. But that promise is not for everybody. As we begin to turn our attention to this last servant, the third servant, right? In verse 24, it says this. He also who had received the one talent came forward saying, Master, I knew you to be a hard man. How many guys ever worked for somebody who was a hard man? Now, they were just hard to work for. They were a tough boss. They were easily angered. I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here, you have what is yours. We do not want to be this third servant. Whenever the Lord comes back and we're standing before him, we say, I hid it in the ground. I did nothing with what you had given me. I did nothing. I was a bum. I was lazy. Whatever the excuse, I was afraid. This guy was afraid. I've done nothing with what you have given me. Guess what? He's not going to receive the same words of affirmation that the first two received. He's not going to have an abundance like the first two were promised abundance. He will not be trusted with more as the first two were trusted with more. He will not be promoted. Instead, the Bible says that he was to be cast out into outer darkness. Let's look at it. In verse 26, he says, But his master answered him, You wicked and slothful servant. You wicked and slothful servant. You knew that I reap where I have not sown and gather where I have scattered no seed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, and at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take the talent from him and give it to him who has the 10 talents. For to everyone who has, more will be given, and he will have an abundance. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. And cast the worthless servant into outer darkness. In that place, there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Wow. That's pretty scary. That this servant who's done nothing with what he has been entrusted with is cast into outer darkness, is cast away from God, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. The Bible calls him a worthless servant. Worthless. You've done nothing with what's been entrusted to you. You're worthless. What he had was given to those who were diligent. Amen. How many guys want to be diligent workers? How many guys say, whatever it is that the Lord has trusted you, that I want to be diligent. And look, we have reason to be diligent in our work. There's a reward. There's a reward spiritually. There's a reward physically. There is a reward for those who are diligent in their work. Now, as we close out, let me just ask you a few questions. What have you done with what has been entrusted to you? Let's talk about spiritually. What have you done with Jesus, first off and foremost? Have you accepted Jesus as your Lord and your Savior? Have you heard the good news of the gospel? Have you allowed that to come into your heart and penetrate your soul? What have you done with Jesus? Secondly, have you shared your faith with someone else? If you are saved and you have given your heart to the Lord, what have you done with your salvation? Have you shared your testimony with someone else? Have you encouraged someone else in the Lord? What have you done with what has been entrusted to you? We talked about the gifts of the Holy Spirit recently. What have you done with that gift? Have you used the gifts of the Holy Spirit to pour into someone else's life or to minister to someone else? Now, physically, let's look at our resources. Have you been faithful to use your resources as the first two stewards were faithful to use what was given to them? How about your time? You know, both of these workers had to spend time. Whatever it may have been, whether they were carpenters or silversmith or bakers, they spent time using their trade, using that talent to make and produce something else. How are you spending your time? What time has been entrusted to you as well? And so how are you spending your time? And then lastly, relationships. Those are the influence that you have in those relationships. How have you invested into the relationships that are around you? whether it's your kids or whether it's a coworker or whether it's someone else, what have you done with the things that have been entrusted to you? I don't know about you, but I want to be like the first two servants. I want to be faithful in what God has entrusted me to me. You know, I want to take that which I have. And each one of us have different abilities and different talents. We're not all at the same level, but we are required to take what has been given to us and to put it to work and to allow God, say, God, as I'm working it unto the Lord. I'm not working unto man. And just watch and see that the Lord will begin to bless you. The Lord will begin to prosper your hands. The Lord will begin to give you in abundance. I truly believe this in our lives. The Lord will give you more. He will take from that wicked servant and give to you. Perhaps you've experienced that in your life, where you've been promoted, where others haven't, because you've been diligent in your work. That's how the kingdom of God operates. God sees all things. And that's the encouraging thing, too. So whenever we work unto the Lord, God sees that. God sees your diligence. God sees your effort. God sees your energetic effort, as we talked about earlier. And he is a rewarder of those who are diligent. Amen. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes, please, as we close out? Lord, we just thank you so much for this series. We thank you, Lord, that you are causing us to rise up, Lord, from our sluggishness. Lord, whether that be spiritually, God, if we have neglected our times with you, our personal times in prayer, our personal times of devotion, God, forgive us. Lord, that you would stir within us, God, just a desire to get back into your word, to know you more, Lord, and it would be a delight, oh God, into our soul. Lord, for those of us who have just been sluggish, either in our time, or God, or our resources, Lord, that you would help us. Lord, forgive us, Lord. Lord, we don't want to be like this third servant who was cast into outer darkness. Lord, we want to be found faithful. We want to hear those words, well done, my good and faithful servant. You were entrusted with a little bit, but yet you were faithful, so I'm going to make you a ruler over much. Lord, that is what we are desiring in our lives. So Lord, I pray that you would help us to become diligent workers, to become diligent parents, to become diligent whatever it is, God, that we do, that we would be diligent. We thank you, Lord, that you reward those who are diligent. Lord, we just pray for each and every person, God, in this place. Lord, that they would apply this message tomorrow, that they would look at their lives, even today, and see how I can be diligent. Lord, that you would begin to show that to them even right now, Lord, through your Holy Spirit. Areas, God, where we have lacked in our diligence. Our goal is to give you glory in all that we do, Lord. And so that we pray that your name would be exalted, that your name would be glorified, oh God. Lord, if we work for the church, God, we work unto you, God. We give you all the glory. If we work, oh God, in an environment which is harsh, God, we are working unto you. We believe that you reward those who are diligent. We thank you. We just give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. And let God's people say amen and amen.
Amen. As you go out and as you work, do it as unto the Lord, no matter what you do. But don't forget to sign up for Vacation Bible School. That could be some good work unto the Lord. We will use you in the name of Jesus. And happy Memorial Day weekend. And just remembering those that have worked and given the ultimate price. We thank them. And we love you guys. And we'll see you this Wednesday at 6:30 in Jesus' name.